It's 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, July the 10th. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. Nice to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And I hope you'll join in our discussion this hour about activist Cindy Sheehan saying that she will run against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for her congressional seat unless Pelosi introduces articles of impeachment against President Bush within the next 2 weeks. You'll remember Sheehan galvanized the anti-war movement after losing her son, Casey, a soldier in Iraq. But a couple of months ago, Sheehan announced she was dropping out of the movement, and she blasted the Democratic leadership in Congress for betraying Americans who elected them to power, for not doing enough to end the war in Iraq. Well, Sheehan has jumped back into the public eye with this threat to run against Pelosi. She was in Crawford, Texas over the weekend to give the keys of her 5-acre protest site near Bush's ranch to its new owner. Sheehan and her supporters will caravan from Crawford to Washington, D.C., and she said if Pelosi doesn't introduce articles of impeachment against Bush by July 23rd, when the group arrives in D.C., Sheehan will run against Pelosi as an independent in 2008 for Pelosi's San Francisco congressional seat. So we're going to discuss whether Sheehan's announcement will encourage Pelosi to put impeachment back on the table and wonder what your reaction is to this at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison 263-1890, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Do you agree with Sheehan that President Bush should be impeached? Will this breathe new life into this impeachment issue? Why did Nancy Pelosi say that impeachment was off the table? Our guest is Larry Jacobs, Mondale Chair for Political Studies and Director of the Hubert H. Humphrey Institute Center for the Study of Politics and Governance at the University of Minnesota. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Cindy Sheehan says she'll run against Pelosi if Pelosi doesn't introduce articles of impeachment, so it looks like Sheehan's going to run against Pelosi, right?
Yeah, and I guess the question is, so what?
Yeah, well, so what?
Well, I think, you know, it's a symbolic step. First off, Pelosi is a no threat to this challenge. She's been winning by 70 points. She's been getting these huge majorities of 80% of the voters in her district. So I don't see any chance, or very remote chance, that she would actually be able to defeat the sitting speaker. But I think the bigger set of issues is the tension within the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. And the role of Speaker Pelosi in trying to hold together a Democratic Party in which there are very, very different views about the war.
Yeah. And this impeachment, though, threat from Sheehan is not just over the war. It's over a lot of things, isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm. But I think the war is probably, number one. There are a lot of Democrats, particularly the activists within the Democratic Party and the most liberal wing of the Democratic Party, who felt they were responsible for the Democrats' victory in November and that the Democrats would come in and change things. And it's very difficult, one, for Congress to determine foreign policy, and it's very difficult given the current situation in Washington with the Republican president and with very, very small Democratic majorities in the House and the Senate for the Democrats to get, frankly, much done.
Yeah, how much support does Cindy Sheehan have when it comes for her call for impeachment of not just the president but the vice president?
There are some polls out there that show perhaps 45% would support impeachment. For real measure, I think of public opinion, you'd probably want to give people some of the information as to why impeachment charges were being discussed and posed some alternative arguments. So there could be 40-45%. Remember, the president's approval ratings are 30% or a bit below.
Yeah, 27% in one of the last polls I saw.
Yeah, so I mean, he's one of the most, probably the most unpopular president we've had in a very long time. So there's a lot of folks out there who are looking for ways to express that you know, pretty strong disapproval.
Yeah, then it's not necessarily fair to say that this is some fringe far left belief.
No, I wouldn't say it's a fringe far left belief that impeachment would be a good idea. As I just talked about a poll that showed 45%, though it might be a little lower. But I think the idea of actually pressing it in the United States Congress is not something that enjoys a lot of support, even among liberal Democrats. For instance, John Conyers, Democrat who chairs the Judiciary Committee in the House and has been a longtime liberal, part of the liberal wing of the Democratic Party, has come out and said, you know, he wouldn't be supporting impeachment. Now, why would that be? Well, part of it is it's not going to happen. The Democrats have a very small majority in the House, just 31 seats. There are a lot of Democrats in the House who don't agree with impeachment. So just the idea of getting a majority of Democrats to sign on, I think, is probably unlikely. And then you need two-thirds majority in the Senate for conviction on impeachment charges if they were to pass in the House. And with the Democrat 51-49 majority in the Senate, that's not going to happen either. So the question is, do you want to invest limited political capital in something that's not going to happen?
Yeah. We are talking with Larry Jacobs, Mondale Chair for Political Studies and Director of the Hubert H. Humphrey Institute Center for the Study of Politics and Governance at the University of Minnesota. He's talking with us about Cindy Sheehan's announcement the other day that she will run against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for her congressional seat unless Pelosi introduces articles of impeachment against President Bush within the next 2 weeks. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Hoping you'll stay tuned. Ben Marins is with you this afternoon between 4 and 6 for At Issue with Ben Marins. And according to Ben's guest after 5, immediate withdrawal from Iraq would harm U.S. interests and embolden terrorists. That's after 5 this afternoon, a different perspective on troop withdrawal. Ben talked with a guest who had a different point of view yesterday. We'll be talking, by the way, about the new round of political pressure being put on the White House to withdraw troops from Iraq coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. Right now it's 19 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, July the 10th. We're talking about impeachment during this hour. Cindy Sheehan says if Nancy Pelosi doesn't take steps to impeach President Bush, that Sheehan will run against Pelosi for her House seat. She's giving Pelosi 2 weeks to introduce articles of impeachment. We're talking about whether this announcement's going to mean anything or do anything, and whether or not impeachment is more of a possibility or not, based on this with our guest political analyst, and welcoming your questions, your reactions to this. Do you support Cindy Sheehan's push for impeachment or not? Do you want to see the House of Representatives discuss, debate, start the impeachment process or not? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. It says here that today is Cindy Sheehan's birthday. She turns 50 today. She says, President Bush should be impeached because she believes he misled the public about the reasons for going to war, violated the Geneva Convention by torturing detainees, crossed the line by commuting the prison sentence of former vice presidential aide Louis Libby. She said the grounds for impeachment are domestic spying, the warrantless wiretapping program, and the inadequate and tragic response to Hurricane Katrina. Sheehan plans her official candidacy announcement today. She will be in Crawford, Texas, and she and her supporters are planning a caravan from Crawford to Washington, D.C., arriving in Washington, D.C. on July 23rd. She's giving Pelosi until July 23rd to introduce the articles of impeachment. 1-800-642-1234 and Madison 263-1890. Our guest says that Nancy Pelosi will not be introducing articles of impeachment, and that Cindy Sheehan is not much of a political threat to Nancy Pelosi. And he will answer your questions and respond to your views as well. Let's go to the phones and take our first caller, Bob in Verona. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
I think Cindy Sheehan is right on target. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi wouldn't even have to introduce a resolution for impeachment. There's already one that's been introduced by Kucinich for Cheney, and that would be the logical place to start. And I'm always amazed that people like Nancy Pelosi and Dave Obey, they think that they're above being held responsible for not taking a stronger stance against the war. You know, you remember people like Wilbur Mills, who was the Speaker of the House. He went down in a scandal, and it can happen to any of them. And I think the American people are far, far ahead of the legislators Mr. Jacobs, who I think represents, you know, part of the two-party system that's really a one-party system that supports unbridled military expansion and empire building.
Well, is that what you support, Larry Jacobs?
No, and I'm just trying to explain what I think is going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I want to be clear, I'm not here on a soapbox. But let me try to explain why it is I think Speaker Pelosi and Representative Obey are not going to be taking on impeachment. The biggest job of the leadership is to hold together their caucus. The reality is the Democrats have a 31-seat majority in the House. Historically, that's pretty small. And the Democratic Party, representing most parts of the country, is divided. There are a good number of Democrats who support the president in Iraq, still support the president in Iraq. There are others who have real qualms about Iraq, but most certainly, and other issues, not just Iraq, but would not support impeachment. So as a leader, you're looking for ways to build a majority and to hold your membership together. You don't want them splintering and bringing up votes that you know from the get-go are going to lose. Now, you could say, okay, that's a legislative process, and that's the politics, and it's unseemly, but, you know, that's the thinking behind it. My hunch is that if you checked in with Nancy Pelosi, 10 years ago, that Nancy Pelosi, that she'd be sympathetic to impeachment and to some of the concerns and the really fervent opposition to the president. I think that's probably where she is in her own mind. But as a leader, she's got other responsibilities to hold together her caucus.
Yeah. Even before the elections that put Democrats in power, Nancy Pelosi said impeachment is off the table. Why did she do that?
That's all about trying to hold together your majority. The role of a leader is to lead. And people would say, oh, well, she should be out there pushing things. Well, part of the role of a leader is to listen to her troops, and what she's hearing from a good number of Democrats is that they would not support impeachment. Also, they think it's a waste of time because it would not pass. And third, they're concerned that if they went forward with impeachment, it would open the door for the Democrats to be portrayed by Republicans in 2008 as the party of negativism, the party of retribution, and that it could hurt them as the Democrats try to hold this narrow majority in the House of Representatives, hold the narrow majority in the Senate, and perhaps capture the White House.
Next we go to Scott in Green Bay. Hi, Scott. You're on the air.
Good morning. Yeah, I tend to agree with your guest that I don't see Cindy Sheehan being a threat to Nancy Pelosi at all. You know, and if anything, I feel bad for Cindy Sheehan because she really seems to be have been used by, you know, the far left wing of the Democrat Party. I mean, she's become a caricature. I mean, she really has. I mean, if you listen to her in interviews, she's not a really bright woman. She doesn't really have a grasp of most of the topics being discussed. And it really seems to be more unfortunate than anything else. She's turned into this attention junkie, this woman that can't let go of the spotlight that she had for a short amount of time. And it just seems that she just wants to be, you know, wants to be at center stage as much as possible. And this whole notion of impeachment is just, you know, and it's not pragmatic. It's not going to happen. It's kind of an asinine thought. The whole concept of impeachment really is driven by more of a hatred towards Bush than it is anything else. I mean,
let me get our guest in on this. Is that hatred? Is that what's driving this impeachment movement by those who want impeachment, Larry Jacobs?
It might be part of it. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably a bigger part is a very strong disagreement with the president on some policy issues and a conviction that the president has committed high crimes against the United States and bringing the country into war on manufactured intelligence would constitute that. Of course, that's an issue in which there's some dispute.
Yeah. Well, Cindy Sheehan did very publicly step aside in her anti-war movement, saying that, you know, I mean, she was very disgusted at Democrats not doing enough, and she stepped aside, but apparently something prompted her to step back into the limelight.
Yes, and I think, you know, this issue about her attraction to the limelight and to attention and to press coverage has become a pretty harsh criticism of her. If you read the blogs, you know, frankly, some of the stuff that's said on there is not worth repeating.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of a sense that she's not legitimate. She's just a kind of a media hound. I take her at her word, and I think she's someone filled with a lot of passion and obviously a lot of grief after the loss of her son and is trying to make that meaningful and searching for ways to do it. And folks like that have had impact on American politics over history, someone who really believes and is not going to be cowered by the kind of pragmatic analysis that, frankly, I'm offering.
Yeah, right. And I only have 30 seconds or so before a news break. She is credited for really galvanizing the peace movement or the anti-war movement, fairly so.
I mean, she became a real symbol in the summer of 2005 when she camped out outside the president's Crawford, Texas ranch and drew a lot of attention to her cause and to opposition to the war from someone who was, you know, impeachable, a grieving mother.
We will continue talking with Larry Jacobs, who is with the Hubert H. Humphrey Institute Center for the Study of Politics at the University of Minnesota, talking about Cindy Sheehan, Nancy Pelosi, and impeachment.
My name is Cindy Sheehan, and I want Congress to impeach George Bush and Dick Cheney. I want them to do the job that we elected them for. We didn't elect them, contrary to what George Bush says, to keep this war going. We elected them to bring the troops home and to hold them accountable for what they have done to our families.
That was Cindy Sheehan back in April, before she dropped out of the anti-war movement. Well, she jumped back in over the weekend with the announcement that she will run against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for her San Francisco congressional seat if Pelosi doesn't introduce articles of impeachment against Bush within the next 2 weeks. What's your reaction to that announcement? 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Will this put impeachment back on the table? Or will it make a little difference That's what our guest says. Larry Jacobs is the Mondale Chair for Political Studies and Director of the Hubert H. Humphrey Institute's Center for the Study of Politics and Governance at the University of Minnesota. He says that Sheehan doesn't pose much of a threat to Nancy Pelosi, and Congress is not about to, with its slim Democratic majority, put impeachment back on the table. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Or talk at WPR.org. Ilone in Milwaukee is our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Mm-hmm. Forgiven wilt thou be for failing, but never for the lack of an attempt. I think on principle it should be made, that attempt should be made. And there are a multitude of reasons. Sheer moral turpitude, inefficiency, mismanagement, unbelievable. Look, we approved of torture. Stalin never did that officially. Hitler never did that officially. We did. So is there any better reason for making the attempt at impeachment, stating those reasons?
Larry Jacobs, so why not just attempt it?
Well, you know, as I said before, I think the concern by the leadership, not the rank and file, but the leadership of the Democratic Party is going to be, how do we hold our members together? The Democrats do not agree on this. There's a big disagreement among Democrats. There's also the issue about looking forward to 2008 and how to best position the Democratic Party and frankly, to avoid damaging criticism from Republicans. And then there's the concern of if we go with impeachment, we're going to take up probably the rest of the session with that one issue. And other issues that Democrats care about and that many Americans care about will have no chance to get on the agenda. This will really put an end to this session.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. Angus in Lake Beach, Illinois. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I think the last caller put it very well as far as the reasons to go forward with it. What's frustrating to me is just a complete lack of any outrage from the rest, you know, from the majority of the population, at least vocal outrage. You know, I certainly hear it talking to my friends and neighbors. I'm one of those that made the mistake of voting for the guy the first time around. You can cite reason after reason, and I just, every time I turn the news, I wonder at what point we gave up the idea that our elected officials, especially from the top down, should be held accountable for their actions and for the things they say. As far as it being viable, I agree with your guest. I don't know how realistic it is that we'd ever achieve it. And, of course, the worst possible scenario is that we would achieve it and then have Cheney as our president. I think it begins at the grassroots level. People need to call their congressmen and their senators and let them know that they're in favor of it and have them start with Cheney. Both of them have done, you can cite reason after reason of the times this administration has stepped on the Constitution, broken laws, and misled the public.
Yeah. Well, Larry Jacobs, you want to respond to Angus's comments?
Well, I think the outrage is there. Mm-hmm. It's not an outrage of a large demonstration, but it's all around us. President's approval rating in the most recent CBS News poll, 23% approve, with 70% disapproving. A third of Republicans disapprove now of the president, which is shocking. 75% of independents disapprove of the president. That's outrage. And we haven't seen those kinds of sustained negative approval numbers for a president in decades. It's much worse than what we saw with Jimmy Carter, who, kind of momentarily dipped and then came back a bit. And then you look at the 2006 elections, clearly strong disapproval and outrage of the president drove those results, and particularly in the Senate races, it was kind of shocking how that turned out with the Democrats really winning every seat at the end that was in play. And then you just look at the Republicans. I mean, there's clearly very strong concern that the strong disapproval of the president and his policies may well cost them elections in 2008. So I think the country has is awake on this, and the kinds of concerns that some of the callers are expressing about, do people get it? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think there is pretty strong opposition.
Yeah. On the other hand, Sheehan, besides saying her impeachment comments, she said, we hired them, the Democrats, to bring an end to this war. And obviously she's upset that that hasn't happened yet. And she says that she's making this announcement of her possible run to encourage other people to run against Congress members who aren't doing their jobs, who are beholden to special interests. So it sounds like she's encouraging people on the far left of the party to run against the more mainstream Democrats. What about that?
Well, I think that's real possible. We saw in 2000, we saw in 2000 with Nader that happened, and it cost the Democrats the election. So that's a risk that the protesters will have to take into account. I don't think it's going to cost Sheehan at all because her. It won't cost Pelosi at all because her she's winning by such staggering margins. But, yeah, there are many races around the country that Democratic activists or liberals who are furious that the Democratic Party could jump into. Let me make a broader point here, which is there is a basic tension of both the Democratic and Republican Party between the activists within each party who tend to be very concerned about particular issues, who volunteer, who put up money, who really know the issues, between that group of activists and the leadership and the rest of the country. And the role of the leadership is kind of getting caught in between these activists that are pushing the party to take more extreme positions, and where kind of the midpoint of public opinion is and how you win elections. A similar sort of thing happened, I think, in terms of the dynamics with the Terri Schiavo incident a few years back, where you had tremendous outrage among kind of the activists within the Republican Party that prompted the leadership to take some kind of action on that. But there were a lot of leaders who were kind of pushing back, saying this is not going to help us with winning elections and holding the country together, and also didn't approve of it.
When asked for a reaction, apparently a spokesperson for Nancy Pelosi said that Nancy Pelosi is promising July will be a month of action in Congress to end the war in Iraq, that the speaker is focused on bringing the troops home safely and soon. So not necessarily addressing will she introduce articles of impeachment, but saying she's going to be focused on bringing the troops home.
Yes, and I think you're going to see that from the Democrats across the line. And they said this from the very beginning of the year when they took the majority, that there was not going to be just one vote and that was it. They're going to keep coming back to this. And clearly conditions in Iraq have not measurably improved in the way that Democrats and Republicans had hoped. The president laid out his most recent strategy. And the leadership, Democratic leadership, said we're going to just keep coming up with legislation and funding proposals to ratchet down U.S. commitment in Iraq, and we're going to force Republicans to take unpopular votes.
Yeah. We're talking about Cindy Sheehan over the weekend saying that she will run against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi unless Pelosi introduces articles of impeachment against President Bush within the next 2 weeks. 1-800-642-1234. We welcome your reaction to that and your questions for our guest, Larry Jacobs, who is Mondale Chair for Political Studies and Director of the Hubert H. Humphrey Institute Center for the Study of Politics and Governance at the University of Minnesota. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along. Hope you stay tuned. It's 12 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, July the 10th. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we'll talk about the political pressure that is being put on the Bush administration for troop withdrawal in Iraq, and talk about the loss of Republican support for the president's war policy, and the latest developments on what Congress is likely to do starting this week. That's coming up in our 8 o'clock hour. Forgot to mention that tomorrow during this hour, we have an all-star lineup. Former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson joins us from 7 until 7:30 tomorrow. We'll talk about his presidential bid. And then between 7:30 and 8 o'clock tomorrow, U.S. Representative Ron Kind will be joining us to talk with you about issues before Congress, including Iraq and including the Farm Bill. I know that Representative Kind wants to hear from you on the Farm Bill as well. So we'll talk about that with those two guests tomorrow during our 7 o'clock hour. We're talking politics and the likelihood or not of impeachment and Cindy Sheehan's announcement that she'll run against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi unless Nancy Pelosi introduces articles of impeachment against President Bush. Linda in La Crosse is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've been a Yellow Dog Democrat my entire life. But I felt the same relief yesterday when Cindy declared her intention as I did when Eugene McCarthy stepped forward in 68, 67, and when Howard Dean stepped forward. And I'm less concerned with the Democrats holding their caucus together than that they pay heed to the oath they took to defend and protect our Constitution. And I'd like to see some political courage. I think the Democrats are seriously risking becoming irrelevant and obsolete by not having some courage here.
Larry Jacobs?
Well, I think that's, Linda's point is clearly widely shared. The approval level for Congress is now below the president's approval rating, which is hard to get to, and reflects some backlash regarding the immigration debate, but also I think reflects some real frustration with the Democratic Party and not really pressing, as had been hoped by voters, the Iraq War. But again, I think we're going to see Democrats' leadership and rank and file showing courage in terms of bringing up votes. There is going to be a lot of attention to Iraq and some very tough votes this month and then back in September. And the reason is that the budgets for the Defense Department and therefore for the Iraq operation and war, are now going to be coming up for approval. This is the first time that the entire budget was going to come up. There was a debate in the spring over the supplemental to the budget, but now there's going to be an opportunity for Congress to make the big decisions about the budget that's going to provide many opportunities for the kind of position taking that I think many Democrats are looking for.
We have an email from a listener who wonders if there's anything that Congress could do short of impeachment. But I'm not sure exactly what the listener is getting at. But is there some sort of public censure or something that Congress could do to say President Bush and Vice President Cheney, you did this, that, and the other thing. Shame on you.
Yes. I mean, censure is a possibility. Again, when you bring up something like that and it goes through the committees and then it becomes a major national story, everything else is going to get pushed aside. And so you have to decide that this is the number one thing you want to accomplish for the next 16 months or so. And for some people it is, but for others, you know, there's concern about health care. There's still maybe some interest in immigration reform. There's education issues. There's a whole variety of topics that Democrats have taken positions on. Is bringing up the president for censure the one thing you want to accomplish? Because that will dominate. If you remember back to what happened with Bill Clinton, not a whole lot got done. It kind of shuts down the system, and there's obviously a lot of partisan warfare that breaks out.
Diane in Middleton is with us. Hello, Diane.
Hello, thank you. I believe that this president and vice president deserve impeachment more than anyone else in history. I appreciate the last woman that called, what she said. And when it was Nixon, the Republicans were more dedicated to the Constitution and filling their, you know, opposing what Nixon was doing and talking to him and so on, than even the Democrats are now. And I wish that the professor would comment on that if he could. And thank you.
All right. Larry Jacobs.
I'm going to be unpopular here and just say there's a kind of presumption that their grounds for impeachment are censuring. And it's just a matter of the Democrats having the courage to bring them up. It's not clear to me that there is clear grounds for high crimes and misdemeanors here. There's the charge that there was information about Iraq that was manipulated and perhaps fabricated. But so far, we haven't seen hard evidence of that. There's, you know, there are committees that have been working on that, and we hear once in a while that there'll be a report. But, you know, the kind of conclusive evidence that, let's say, you had with Nixon, where you had tapes, and just about everybody in the country could look at this and say, yeah, that's obviously a violation of the law. So far, I don't think we've reached that level in which you would have not only Democrats, but, you know, Republicans and just kind of independents looking at it and saying, yeah, that's clearly a violation. So I think the first, you know, one of the first questions that people have to deal with is, in a cool-headed way, is there a flat-out case that, you know, kind of major crimes have been committed? And I don't think that case is there at this point.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Diane. Steve in Reidsville, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
I personally did not support Cindy Sheehan's view on the war, but I, like a prior caller said, I at least applaud her courage. Both political parties, Republican and Democrats, the majority, the vast majority of the people that are representing us are only worried about reelection, care very little about the country. And I'm at the point where if I'm voting against a Democrat or Republican, it's a positive vote. And this idea of we're taking votes from the Democrats and we vote for this person, this independent, Republicans, and we vote for this one, the country has to step up and send a message to the Democrats and the Republicans that we're tired of politics as usual. Thank you very much. I'll take my call off the air.
Mm-hmm. Larry Jacobs?
I think that's that message is going to be received in 2008. I'm seeing real evidence that there's going to be it's a pretty strong third-party presence. And one sign of that is if you look at the U.S. Senate and gubernatorial races in 2006, so the statewide races, you see a whole variety of third parties, Green parties, Libertarian, Constitution Party, and independent candidates who were doing pretty well. I mean, they're getting in the kind of 2 to 5% range, which isn't kind of shocking, but in several races that was enough to kind of determine the outcome. And so I think, you know, this sentiment that it's time to kind of vote the conscience is very strong. And frankly, it has been for a while. Three out of the last four presidential elections have been influenced or determined by a third-party candidate.
Thank you, Steve. Jack and Lafarge, hi, you're on the air.
Thank you. Can you hear me fine?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, couple things. I'm a Democrat from a blue county. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. This guy you got on there, I think he's an apologist for the...
Never mind what you think of our guests personally. What is it? Do you want to talk about the issue?
The impeachment. There's a judge just on a three-person thing just said, even though the ACLU didn't have standing, he believed, or she believed, that he had, via the FSA, spying thing. He has committed. There's evidence there. Conyers sits on a whole bunch of stuff he's already investigated. He's ready to go. He's locked and loaded to do an investigation. His own wife in Detroit, they all support impeachment. Okay.
All right. Well, lots of support for impeachment and the warrantless wiretapping program, grounds for impeachment, Larry Jacobs.
Well, you know, the whole issue of domestic spying and whether the president took unconstitutional action in not pursuing the FISA warrant program. there are disagreements about that as to whether that's an impeachable offense. There are folks, and they've been pretty well heard, who think this is unconstitutional. There are folks, and the courts are divided on this, I think, and probably, well, I think it's uncertain how it will turn out. But does that represent the kind of high crime that you would impeach a president for? I don't know. I mean, I realize people feel very passionately about the president, but the constitutional system is not meant to use impeachment as a no-confidence vote that we would see in a parliamentary system. Not that you disagree with the president's policy,
mm-hmm.
therefore you impeach him.
Yeah.
It's...
I don't mean to jump in. I'm sorry. You did fire people up with
yeah,
that last
good.
Comment, and I do appreciate your time. We're at the end of the hour. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Larry Jacobs, Mondale Chair for Political Studies, Director of the Hubert H. Humphreys Institute for the Center for the Study of Politics and Governance at the University of Minnesota. Thanks to Leo Duran and Christina Taylor for producing the hour. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network.